welcome to City Hall for this very special day. This will be the fourth year that we have raised the flag for our armed forces ahead of Armed Forces Day as a sign of our support and respect for all who serve. I am pleased to see representatives of the Royal Navy, Army, and Air Force had been able to join us. And I am delighted that we're also joined by a contingent of reservists from the London Fire Brigade and our own reservist, assembly member, and chair of LFIFA, Major James Cleverly. I realise that making the time to be here today will not have been easy, given the extra commitment placed on the services by the Diamond Jubilee and the deployment of 13,000 personnel to assist with the security of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. An example of the part that the armed forces play in supporting their community here at home, in addition to their service overseas in the defense of our safety and security. But today is an extra special day because we are promising to back up the symbolism of the flag raising with a written pledge. We are here today to sign a community covenant committing the Greater London Authority Group to take account of the unique circumstances of serving personnel, veterans and their family when making policy and delivering services in London. As I know from my role as patron of City Hall branch of the Royal British Legion, we have a long and proud tradition in this country of remembrance of the dead. But we have not always been so good at looking after the survivors of war, those we asked to fight, and the family they leave behind for the campaign or forever. It is our commitment here today, from City Hall, from the Metropolitan Police, from the London Fire Brigade, and from Transport for London, that we will build on the work we have already done to support the Armed Forces family, and that we will recognise that it is our duty, as we sleep safely in our beds, to remember not only those who have lost their lives in conflicts past, but also those who serve and sacrifice today. It is our honour to have some of you amongst us. Thank you very, very much. Now I would like to ask the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, to say a few words.
Thank you very much. Jeanette, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming along today for this flag-raising ceremony and also for the signing of the covenant. It was Dr. Johnson, who I'm afraid to say is no ancestor of mine, but a very bright man nonetheless, who said that every man wishes he had been a soldier or at sea, he said. And indeed, that is the case. That is certainly so in my case. The closest I got was when I attained the dizzying rank of Lance Corporal. And I had a mission, which was with my platoon, to guard a pylon on Salisbury Plain on a very, very wet night. And we did. We sat there around this pylon with our Lee Enfield 303 rifles all night, getting totally drenched. And I want you to know that we succeeded. Nobody attained our pylon. Nobody came anywhere near it. It may have turned out to be the wrong pylon. But it was one of the safest pylons on the Salisbury Plain that night. And in spite of that experience, I of course retain my deep, deep admiration and support for the armed forces. And I totally agree with Jeanette that it is vital that here in London we show our commitment and our affection for those who do so much to keep us safe at home and abroad. One of the first things we did, I seem to remember, in 2008, was we put in that free travel for injured veterans of services, of conflicts overseas. And that is still in effect. And so I want today, by signing this covenant, which we're all about to do, to recognize everything the armed services do, not just to keep us safe. And whatever you may think about the wars in which Britain has been engaged in the last few years, I think we owe duty and respect to those who go overseas to fight on our behalf. But also in the huge amount of good work that the armed services do in communities across London. And I'm thinking in particular of the cadet groups, the air cadets, the sea cadets, and the corps, all those bodies which young people are able to join, which we want to help and to encourage and to expand. And I congratulate many people here who are engaged on that work. And finally, of course, the work that they are about to do, because Jeanette is absolutely right, when the world comes to this city in about 2 weeks' time, well, the Olympic family is arriving in 2 weeks' time, the rest of the world is arriving in about 34 days' time, they're going to find the safest big city on earth, roughly speaking, thanks to the work of the police. They're going to find all sorts of wonderful magenta-clad London ambassadors to welcome them, but they're also going to find, as Jeanette says, 13,000 members of the armed services who are not only going to be keeping our venues safe, but we will be helping to run the whole Olympic operation. So I want to thank the armed services very, very much in advance for what they're about to do. I know that we could not be in better hands. Thank you very much.